How you doing there? Welcome back to Babylon Talmud. Today we're studying Daf Nun Gimel, Daf 53 of Masechta Bava Metzia. Friends. Yo, friends, today we're talking about Meister Sheni that's less than a Shava Pruta. Gets a little technical. All right. Here we go. We're going to start Daf Nun Beis. Amud Beis, about 15 lines or so from the bottom at the two dots. The sun's coming in. All right, hopefully it won't be too much. What time is Shkia? Shkia? We have some time till Shkia. All right, hopefully it won't be a nuisance. All right, so says the Gemara on Daf Nun Beis, Amud Beis, at the two dots, like 15 or so lines before the end of the Daf. Vinosna Lemaiser Sheini. Okay. So he's talking about a coin that was like, you know, worn out a shtickle and like it's lost part of its value. So we're saying that you can use it for, right? So we said a 24th, a 12th, a 6th. So if it hits this point, so you can use it for Meiser Sheni. Ve'enu Choshesh, and it's okay. Don't worry about it. She'enu Ela Nefesh Ra, because somebody who doesn't accept these coins is just, I guess, a little like Shmendrick. He's a little Shmendrick in his soul. Amr Papa says, Papa Shmamina, Ayman de Mukim Azuze Mikre Nefesh Ro. So we see that somebody, what does Rashi say? Rashi says, De Mukim Azuze, Maimir Atzma Midakablam Kishamotze Boim Pigam. That when he finds a coin, that there's something funny about it, he doesn't accept it. You know, every so often you get like, you know, some money and you're like, ooh, this is not perfect. Like, you know, it's like totally like up in the air. It's like you're going to spend it and you just got to hope that the person isn't going to be annoying about it. That kind of a thing. So somebody who's like doesn't want to accept, you know, I don't know, you have a dollar and the person before you like wrote on it or something like that. Whatever it might be. Maybe it's got a little bit of a tear in it and you're like, oh, dang. I hope that whoever I give it to accepts it. So if somebody doesn't accept it in, you know, in such a situation like this, you know, or I guess in here we're talking about a coin that's a little bit rubbed out, so he has a little bit of shmendrick in his soul. Okay, so Amar Papa Shmamina Ayman Demukim Azuze, somebody who doesn't accept the you know these coins, Mikre Nefesh Ro, he's called a person with the shmendrick in his soul. Ve'ane Milei Hu Desagi Lehu. But that, and that's if, I think that means if the coin is like, you know, still in circulation, people could still spend it and stuff like that. And this guy is just, displaying a bit of, shmendrickness. Mesele l'chizkia. So this supports chizkia. Dama chizkia says, chizkia, balaforta, porta, bishivya. That, meaning that, so when we say, it says Rashi, right? Then when we say that you can use this coin for Meister Sheni, this coin that's been rubbed out of it, so you can use it for Meister Sheni. It's like Chizkia, who says, Balaforta, Porta be Shivya, that if you are, you know, getting a change for this coin, so then you should, so then you have to, kind of, you can only get change for it at its current value, right? You can't get more coins for it. If you're like breaking it up into smaller denominations, you can't get more than it's worth. But if you're going to use it to be mechalal meister sheni, well then mechalal biyofe, well in that case, you can treat it as if it's at its full value, right? So if you have a meister sheni and you want to, ooh, I think the sun might be getting blocked. That is awesome. So if you have some Meister Sheni and you want to be Mechalit and you have like a coin and it's a 5-shekel coin or something like that, even though it's rubbed out, you could still treat it as if it's a 5-shekel coin, you know, and you can get the full 5-shekel value when you're being Mechalit Meister Sheni. My Kamer, what is it saying? Ochi Kamer, this is what it's saying. Afalpi, Kishaba Leforta, Porta Bishivya, that even though if you're coming to get, you know, break down this coin into smaller denominations, you would only be able to get its actual current value, its diminished current value. But nonetheless, kishu mechalala, when you use this money to be mechalala meister sheni, mechalala biyofa, you can treat it like as if it was the sun is back. What happened to being gone? I guess it didn't like being gone. Mechala biyafa. So then you can, when you mechala ma'aser sheni, you can treat it as if it's at its full value. L'meimra desavar chizkia demezalzalinun b'ma'aser sheni. But does that mean that chizkia holds that we can be mezalzal ma'aser sheni, that when it comes to ma'aser sheni, we can like kind of, we're like not taking it so seriously, right? Keilu, we're treating, let's say, a 5-shekel coin like it's 5 shekels, even though it's been worn down and it's no longer worth 5 shekels. But it's like, nah, it's okay. We could treat it as if it's the full value. Like, but ve'amr chizkia, but doesn't chizkia say ma'aser sheni she'ein bo shove pruta, that if you have ma'aser sheni that is less than a shove pruta, so you have ma'aser sheni that's less than a shove pruta, and you want to be mechalel this ma'aser sheni onto money, but it's less than a shavar pruta. So how can you be mechal ma'aser sheni that's less than a shavar pruta? Well, where am I? So the Omer Chizkia ma'aser sheni she'ein bo shavar pruta. Omer, what he does is he says, "Hu v'chom sho mechulol al ma'os harishonos." So you say, excuse me. Babylon. Dag nabbit. Hu v'chom sho mechulol al ma'os harishonos. So we say that this half a pruta, right? That's what we said, right? Well, less than a pruta. Shein bo shav pruta is less than a pruta. So now, when you're a mechalo ma'aser sheni, as we know, you have to add a fifth. Tomorrow's Gemara is going to discuss exactly how we calculate this fifth. But anyways, you have to add a chomesh when you're a mechalo ma'aser sheni. So now this ma'aser sheni that was less than a shavet pruta. So how you can be mechal ma'aser sheni that's less than a shavet pruta? So what you say is, it's omer hu v'chom shu mechul la'mos harishonos. So it and another chomesh, another 20% added to, another fifth added to it, are mechulal on earlier ma'aser sheni that you separated. Meaning, if you had already separated more ma'aser sheni, more than a shavar pruta's worth of ma'aser sheni earlier, and you had kind of like, because you don't know exactly, you want to kind of be safe and make sure that you are over mechalaling as opposed to under mechalaling. So you want to kind of like, if you have, $75 worth of produce, maybe you would be mechalal on $100, just to be sure that you kind of like, are overcutting it and not, meaning if you had to choose between overcutting and undercutting, you'd prefer to overcut rather than like undercut and kind of take it, cut short the Ma'aser Sheni, give less to Ma'aser Sheni. So therefore, since the tendency is to kind of over pode, so therefore, this less than a shavar pruta that you have, you say, okay, fine. Look, so less than a shavar pruta plus another fifth, we're just gonna kind of throw in with the other money that was with the other ma'aser sheni that was mechulal on that other money. Lefisha yefshe lo la'adam v'tzamtzim ma'osav, because since it's impossible to know exactly to the dime the value of the ma'aser sheni, so therefore you kind of like over pode a little bit, and now if you find that you have less than a pruta of ma'aser sheni, so you just say okay, it and it's chomesh, we're just gonna throw it in with the other ma'aser sheni that you had already been mechalal. Okay, where am I? No. So on the one hand, over here we're saying in this brisa that like when it comes to ma'aser sheni, you like overpay. And yet, apparently, Chizkia said that you can use this coin that's been kind of rubbed out a bit for Ma'aser Sheni at its full value, i.e., you're going to be underpaying. So, my be yofe b'toras yofe. No. So, rather, when it says yofe, it means that you're going to use it kama shehi yofe achshav, essentially, right? What it's worth right now. What is actually b'toras yofe? Kefidam v'adoyin shelo kach. Where am I? Yeah, okay. It's the. Okay. Okay. I didn't say what I was saying, but anyways, but it means that no, you're only going to be mechala at its current value, but not at its initial value. The trei zile lo mizaz linan bay, because you know we're not going to kind of like do two not awesome things with it. Meaning, it's one thing that we're even using a coin to be mechal ma'aser sheni that has been kind of rubbed out, and then to say not only are we using this rubbed out coin, but we're also going to value it at its current value. We're also going to value it at its original value, not its current lower value. That's kind of like two negative things that we're doing. Right, using a rubbed out coin and overvaluing it. We're not going to do both of those. So rather, sure, if you want to use a rubbed out coin, you know, that's fine, but you're going to have to use it at its kind of current value, not at its original value. Okay, goof it. We said earlier, Amar Chizkiah said, Chizkiah, Maaser Sheni She'ein Bo Shove Pruta, that if you have, where am I? So if you have Maaser Sheni that is less than a Shove Pruta, Amar Hu V'chom Sho Mechulol, Almos, Arishonos, you say that it and its chomesh, we're going to throw it in with the earlier Maaser Sheni that we had separated. Because it's impossible to kind of, you know, get the value of the Maaser Sheni exact, so you kind of like overpay for that, you overpo down the Maaser Sheni, you can throw in this less than a Shavaputa there. Fine. Meisve, we have a kasha. We have a kasha, right? So meaning the point is that Chizkiah had said that it's possible to be poda less than a shavu pruta's worth of Maaser Sheni. Chizkiah says that it's possible to be poda less than a shavu pruta of Maaser Sheni. We're going to try to make argue. We're going to be making arguments to say that no, you cannot be poda less than a shavu pruta's worth of Maaser Sheni. So basically, we have a question, a contradiction. Atrumit ve'abikurim. That trume and bikurim, which is compared to trume, whereas it says utrumas yodcha elo utrumas yodecha, I think elo bikurim. Okay, so when it comes to trume and bikurim, chayovin alein miso. If you eat trume, a zar who eats truma or bikurim on purpose, miso bidei shamayim. Better watch out, people. V'chomesh, and if you eat it by accident, so then you have to pay it back plus a chomesh, plus a fifth. V'asurim l'zorim, neither of them can be eaten for non-kriyanim. V'nichse coin, and they belong to the coin, right? Meaning a coin could be mekadesh a woman, for example, with truma or bikurim. V'olim be'echot v'meyo. And to be batel, they're not batel berov, they have to be batel with 100 parts chulin to 1 part truma or bikurim. V'te'unin v'chitzas yodayim, and because there's a midrabanan, your hands are shnios letuma, so therefore you have to do netilas yodayim before you eat truma or bikurim, because you can make it, you know, to make sure you're not going to make it a shlishi. V'harav shemesh, and if you're tome and you have to go to the mikvah, right? So, for example, I don't know, you were a mitzora or something, and you're a kohen, and you want to eat truma, and on the end of your mitzora days, you like went to the mikveh, and then you're a tvul yom. So, while ma'aser sheni, you could eat immediately after you go to the mikveh, but you won't be able to eat truma or bikurim until harav shemesh, until the evening. Hare elu b'truma v'kurim masha'en kein b'maiser, all these things were said davka about trume and bikurim, but not by maiser sheni. My masha'en kein b'maiser. So what does it mean that this is not the case by maiser? Lav mechlal de maiser batil b'ruba? Ho ho ho. Ba-da-da-da. Does this not mean that we said that trume and bikurim, to be mevatel them, or if they get mixed up in a mixture, you're going to have 100 parts chulin to 1 part truma. Now, we're saying, and this is not, however, the case by Maaser Sheni. So then what is the case by Maaser Sheni? Well, mistama, Maaser Sheni that gets mixed, gets into mixture, it'll be batel berov. It'll be batel berov. If you have a majority of chulin, and a minority of Maaser Sheni, so the Maaser Sheni will be batel berov. Now Rashi points out that this has to be talking about Maaser Sheni that is less than a Shavu Pruta and is also Tomei. Let's go weiter for a second. I'm reading that again. Lab Michal the Maaser Batal Beruba. Is it not that Maaser Sheni is Batal Berov? The Im Isa the Chizkia, and if what Chizkia is saying is correct, that you can be Michalel Maaser Sheni that's less than a Shavu Pruta. Havale dover sheyesh lo matirin v'chol dover sheyesh lo matirin afilu be'elef lo batil. Chaver, remember the sugya? Dover sheyesh lo matirin afilu be'elef lo batil? Sech de be'ya? The thing is, when it comes to being mevatel something, right, for something to be considered to be able to be batel berov, it has to be something davar she'ein lo matirin, something that is unable to become permitted. If it can become permitted, then there's no permission to say, oh, it's batel. Meaning, if you have some maaser sheni that gets mixed up with a bunch of chulin, so you can't say that, it's okay, you can just eat all of it outside of Yerushalayim because it's batel berov. No, the thing is that maaser sheni can be eaten in Yerushalayim. So you can't say, you know, if it's in Tel Aviv and you have some maaser sheni that gets mixed up together with chulin, you can't say, it's all right, it's batel berov. No, because since you can eat the maaser sheni, albeit not in Tel Aviv, but you'd have to go to Yerushalayim to eat it, but you can eat it, it's a davar sheyesh lo matirin, it's mutter so long as you go to Yerushalayim. So afilu be'elef lo batul. It's never going to be batul. So therefore, what's the scenario in which Maaser Sheni would be batul berov? Right, that's what we're saying. Right, we're saying that truma is batul 100 parts chulin to 1 part truma. We're saying masha'ein kein by Maaser Sheni because Maaser Sheni is batul berov. What's the scenario? In what case would Maaser Sheni be batul berov? Because we're saying Maaser Sheni, you can eat it, you just have to bring it to Yerushalayim, so it should never be batel. So what would be the scenario where we can't say that? Where we can't say, well, just bring it to Yerushalayim and eat it there? Well, if it's truma tameya, right? So if it's true, if it's Maaser Sheni, that's tameya. So since it's tameya, you're not going to eat it in Yerushalayim because it's tameya. Now, the thing is, if it's more than a Shavu Pruta, so then we'll then just be podeid onto something else, and then that will have the Kedushas Maaser Sheni. So like, pipod out onto money, and then bring the money to Yerushalayim and spend in Yerushalayim, and then the, you know, Tameya food is no longer Maaser Sheni, right? So what would be the scenario where we would have to say that the Maaser Sheni is batel because there's no way to salvage it? It would have to be if it's both Tameya, because if it's Tahora, we could say just bring it to Yerushalayim. And it would have to be less than a Shavu Pruta, because then if it's less than a Shavu Pruta, you can't be Mechalal it. And that's why it's Batel Berov. So what's the scenario in which Maaser Sheni is Batel Berov? When it's Tameya and it's less than a Shavu Pruta. Because since it's Tameya, you can't eat it in Yerushalayim. Since it's less than a Shavu Pruta, you can't be Podeh. Which is therefore a Kasha on Chizkia, who says that you can be Podeh Maaser Sheni that's less than a Shavu Pruta. And if you can be Podeh Maaser Sheni that's less than a Shavu Pruta, so again, why is it Batel Berov? Just be Podeh. Ho ho! Ha ha ha! Ha ha! Ha ha! It's Gevaldig, right? It's a Kasha. Ah! Ah! Gevaldig. Feels good to work through a Kasha, right? Right. It's Gevaldig. Okay. So where are we? So, wow. Maybe let's start from four lines into the Gemara. Into Nugimel Bepes. Amar Aleph. My Mashen Kippa Maaser. What does it mean that these examples by Truma are not so by Maaser Sheni? Lav Michal, is it not to imply the Maaser Batel Beruba? That by Maaser Sheni, it'll be Batel Berov. Now, in the scenario where Ma'aser Sheni would be batal Birov would be if it's less than a Shavar Pruta and it's Tmeya. V'im Isa deChizkia, but if what Chizkia is saying is correct, that if it is less than a Shavar Pruta, you can be Poda it, you can be Mechalal it, well then Havli Dava Sheyesh Lo Matirin, well then it's something that you can be Matir, be Mechalal it. V'chodav Sheyesh Lo Matirin, Afilu Be'elef Lo Batil, and a Dava Sheyesh Lo Matirin is never going to be batal. Since you could just be matir it, be mechalal onto something else, and then you can have the whole mixture. Everything's mutter. But now the Gemara questions the premise, questions the assumption that when we say masha enkein b'meiser, it means that, well, while truma is batal 100 parts to 1, meiser sheni is batal berov. Why are you assuming that that's the implication, that that's the inference, davka, about batal berov? U'mamayda masha enkein b'meiser de batal beruba. Well, how do you know that when it says Mashen came by Meiser, it means that, well, Meiser Shane is going to be Batul Barov as opposed to 100 parts 1 or something else? Dilma, Loi Batul Klal. Maybe what it means is that it's not Batul at all. That maybe what it's saying is that Trume is Batul 100 parts to 1. My Sersheni, however, is never going to be Batul. Because the only scenario where you would try to argue that it would be Batul would be if it's Tmeya and less than a Shavar Pruta, but Chizki is saying that even that you can be Podeh, and therefore Tudavish Shesh Lo Matirin, and Afilu Be'elef Lo Batil. So therefore, maybe what it's saying is that Masha'enkein Be'Maiser Sheni, that meaning while Trumeh can be Batul, 100 parts to 1, Masha'enkein Be'Maiser Sheni, that can never be Batul. Ho ho! Lo Matzis Omar Tochi Nisht. No, you can't say this. The legabe trume chumre de trume katoni kule de trume lo katoni hoho. Because by trume, all those examples were chumros. Misa bide shamayim. You have to add a chomesh if you eat it by accident. Asurim lizarim. These are chumros. We're trying to show that Trumeh is stringent. Why would you bring it when we see Masha Enkein B'Maiser Sheni? We're not saying, which is not against Maiser Sheni, because Maiser Sheni is actually more stringent than Trumeh, because Maiser Sheni is never bottle. That's not what we're saying. We're saying that Trumeh is the one that's stringent, and Maiser Sheni is more lenient, that it's only bottle Berov. Where am I? V'akatoni v'hei nichse koin. Yeah, but it says though, that's a leniency, that truma is the property of the coin, that he can be mekadesh a woman with it, which is not the case by Ma'aser Sheni. You can't be mekadesh a woman with Ma'aser Sheni, because the assumption being that mamon, that Ma'aser mamon gavoi, that Ma'aser is not yours to spend. So therefore, so that's a leniency, that by truma, the coin can be mekadesh, it's his, he can be mekadesh a woman with it, which you can't do by Ma'aser Sheni. Lo saka da'itech, no, still, get this notion out of your mind that what it's saying is that Trume is batal 100 parts to 1, Ma'aser Sheni is batal berov. Don't try to say that Ma'aser Sheni is never batal afilu. No. Ma'aser Sheni is batal berov. The Tani Behedje. Because we have an explicit braise. Ma'aser Sheni batal beruba. Ha ha. We have a braise that says explicitly that Ma'aser Sheni is batal berov. There you have it. Uve'ez Ma'aser Sheni Amr. And which Ma'aser Sheni are we talking about? B'Ma'aser She'ein Bo Shavar Pruta. Ma'aser that is not a Shavar Pruta is going to be batal berov. V'shenichnas to Yerushalayim v'yotze, or if it went into Yerushalayim and then it left Yerushalayim, and if it went into Yerushalayim and left Yerushalayim, so we're saying that then there's nothing you can do about it, and therefore it's batal berov as well. Now v'misa d'chizkia, so now back to our question. So if what Chizkia is saying is correct, that you can be mechalel Meister Sheni, that's less than a Shavu Pruta, well then why would it be Batul Barov? Well then just, why not just do what Chizkiyah prescribed? And just say, well, be Michalel, the less than Shavu Pruta Meister Sheni on the other Meister Sheni that you had been Michalel, on, right, onto the money that you had been Michalel, used to be Michalel, the other Meister Sheni. Dilo Park, well, you hadn't actually, you didn't do that, right? You didn't, meaning that presupposes that you had already been Michalel Meister Sheni onto other money, but maybe you didn't. And if you didn't, then that's not right. Chizkiyah's thing only works if you had already been Michalel Meister Sheni onto other money. So you say, okay, fine. So then throw in this, the less than Shavu Pruta. Okay, fine, great. But if you didn't already do that, well, then you're stuck and it'll be Batul Berov. V'neisi Meister de Islay v'nitzrafinu. Chevre, now we're going to get to these like different suggestions, okay, different ways to play around with it. So why don't you, so I mean you have some Meiser Sheni that's less than a Shavu Pruta and it's mixed into this mixture and it's less than a Shavu Pruta. So how are you going to be poded? Chizkiyah said, well, throw it in with your other Meiser Sheni that you already poded. But what if you didn't have, what if you weren't already poded Meiser Sheni? So what do you do? So we're suggesting, well, why don't you find some other Meiser Sheni that you have? And, you know, bring it to the mixture. And you don't know, which part of the mixture is the less than Shavu Pruta of Meiser Sheni. But you say, look, I'm going to be poded this other Meiser Sheni now. I'm going to add another less than Shavu Pruta that I'm going to throw in together that I'm going to be poded along with this other Meiser Sheni that I'm being poded now. The problem is, the thing is that the less than Pruta, the Pachos Mishvei Pruta of Meiser Sheni is batul mida oraisa, and is only chayav in you're only being poded mida rabbanon. And the thing, and the other Meiser Sheni is Meiser Sheni de oraisa. You can't join the rabbanon with the oraisa. V'nesi demai, okay, fine, but why don't you find some Meiser Sheni of demai? Demai, of course, is only mida rabbanon that you have, right? We say rov ami oris maasrinin, most. Right, in most cases, you don't have to worry about separating Meiser another time. But Midrabanan, we say to separate it. So if you have Meiser Sheni of Demai, then it should be able to join together with this less than a Pruta of Meiser Sheni that's mixed together into the mixture. Yes, but the concern is that if you do it with Demai, well, you might end up doing it with actual Meiser Sheni, and that would be a problem. V'nesei Shtei Prutis. V'nechalel alayu meiser bepruta v'amechza u'nechalel hai alheyach yisera. Oh my gosh, Chevi, you hear this? The idea here is to basically artificially replicate Chizkiyah's scenario from earlier. What did Chizkiyah say? Chizkiyah said, if you have meiser sheni that's less than a shavu pruta, well, if you had already been mechalel meiser sheni onto other money, so then just throw in this less than Shavu Pruta with that other money and be mechalel on that money. There's probably some extra. So why don't you kind of artificially, create that scenario? So meaning, you have a mixture. In the mixture is less than a Shavu Pruta of Meiser Sheni. You want to be mechalel, but you can't be mechalel on its own because it's less than a Shavu Pruta. So what you could do is, you could bring a Pruta and a half of Meiser Sheni and then take two Prutas and be mechalel the Pruta and a half of Meiser Sheni onto the two Prutas, just like we said earlier, that you can over Poda. So then, it's been Mechalel the Pruta and a half onto two Prutas, and now you have an extra half a Pruta, so then that other half of a Pruta that you have in the mixture, be Mechalel onto the remaining half a Pruta. Okay? So again, so nchalalai meiser bepruta v'mechza. I'm sorry, where am I? Dilma osi lasuivade. Now I'm reading this again. V'nesi shtei prutas. Why don't you take two prutas? V'nchalalai meiser bepruta v'mechza, and then get a pruta and a half of meiser sheni and be mechalal onto two prutas, which means that you have an outstanding amount of half a pruta that has, you know, is kind of free in a sense. When chal hai al heach yisera, and then be mechalal the half a pruta from the mixture onto the remaining half a pruta from the two prutas. Misavet pruta v'mechza tofsa shtei prutas. Twitching my says, well, actually, it wouldn't really work like that. If you have two prutas, like, you know, two coins, two prutas, and you have a pruta and a half of my sersheni, what's actually going to end up happening is that one pruta will be mechulal onto, meaning one pruta's worth of my sersheni will be mechulal onto one of the prutas, and then half of the pruta, the other pruta, would be for, you know, meaning the remaining half a pruta's worth of chulin would be outstanding for the other pruta, and you'd basically be stuck with like half a pruta and it wouldn't work. And if you want to join it together with the half a pruta in the mixture, then again, you'd be combining d'oraisa and d'rabbanan. And if you want to ask about earlier, then how did you have extra earlier? Well, what if you use like a sella? If you use like one, the point is if you use multiple coins, well, then we'll kind of divide up the multiple coins. Meaning, so one pruta's worth of Maaser Sheni would be for one pruta, then you have half a pruta's worth for the second pruta, but if you brought like a larger coin, then it would just, you would have outstanding, an outstanding balance. But anyways, so back in our Gemara, So let us read this again. Start from the beginning, like 5, 7, 8 lines from the bottom. V'nei shtei prutas. Barney, you bring two prutas. V'nechal alayu ma'aser b'pruta v'mechza. And b'mechal a pruta and a half's worth onto the two prutas. V'nechal al hai al heach yisera. And then you have an outstanding balance of half a pruta and use that to be mechal the half pruta from the mixture. Misavet pruta v'mechza tafsa shtei prutas. But do you really think that that's the way it works? That when you have two prutas, and you have a pruta and a half's worth of Maaser Sheni, that the two prutas would be poda, the pruta and a half of Maaser Sheni? Lo, no, that's not the way it would work. Pruta tafsa pruta. One pruta's worth of Maaser Sheni would be mechulal on one of the prutas. Vechatzi pruta lo tafsa. And the outstanding half a pruta would not be able, you can't be mechalad onto the other pruta. It's less than a pruta's worth of Maaser Sheni. And then if you want to join it together with the half a pruta from the mixture, well, again, then you would have the oraisa stuff from the pruta and a half of Maaser Sheni and the derabanan from the mixture, which is technically batel berov, and they can't join together. V'nesi Isser, so then why don't you bring a larger coin, right? As I mentioned earlier, right? If you have, however, one larger coin, well then, yeah, you'd be poda the, you know, pruta and a half or whatever onto an isser, and then you would have outstanding, you know, an outstanding balance that you could be poda the half a pruta from the mixture. Well, dilma asi lasuye prutas. Well, if we allow you to use an isser, then you might end up using prutas, and that's not allowed. So, okay, so that is why we say just posh it. When you have this half a pruta in the mixture, it's batel berov. Don't try to be podet it or anything like that. So yeah, technically you could come up with different schemes. Meaning, so Chizkiah had said, right. So Chizkiah had said that when you have less than a shavu pruta of Maaser Sheni, you can be podet. So then the question was, well, if you can be podet, then how can it be batel berov, right? If it's davar shel shumatir nafil be'elef lo batel. So we said, well, you can be podet, but practically speaking, you can't. I mean, if you had already been poded onto like other Maaser Sheni, so then we say, okay, fine. But otherwise it's just not shaykh. All right, fine. And then it's batel berov. Now, v'shenichnas l'Yerushalayim v'yotzo. Okay, we said that another scenario of Maaser Sheni being batel berov is if it was brought into Yerushalayim, but then left Yerushalayim. Ve'amai. Why should it be batel berov? For the Adav and Aile, why don't you just bring it back to Yerushalayim? Why don't you just bring it back to Yerushalayim and eat it in Yerushalayim? B'shenitma. Well, because it became Tomei. V'nefarke. Okay, but just be mechalit onto money, right? We're assuming right now that it could be more than a pruta's worth, right? I mean, we're saying that the issue is that it was brought into Yerushalayim and then left Yerushalayim. So you can't eat it, and therefore it's batel berov. Why don't you just bring it back to Yerushalayim and eat it there? Well, because it's tameh. Okay, fine. So then be poded. Dom Reb Elazar says, Reb Elazar, minayin the ma'aser sheni shenitma, that how do you know that if, when you have ma'aser sheni that became tameh, shepodin also afilu be Yerushalayim, even in Yerushalayim. That meaning, if you bring produce to Yerushalayim, you can't be poded that produce in Yerushalayim. You can only be poded the produce outside of Yerushalayim. But if you brought produce to Yerushalayim and became tameh, even in Yerushalayim, you can be poded. So therefore, okay, so you have this produce, this ma'aser sheni, you brought it to Yerushalayim, then it left Yerushalayim. Okay, so he said, why don't you just bring it back to Yerushalayim? Why does it have to be batel berov? Well, because it's tameh. Okay, but even if it's tameh, you can still be poded. So, where am I? I feel be Yerushalayim. Shenemar, it says, ki lo suchal seiso, because you can't eat it. Vein seis el achila, seis means to eat. Shenemar, as opposed to says, vayiso masos meis ponov. It says by Yosef HaTzadik, that when they all ate together, then the parashas miketz. Elo, bilakoach bekesef, Meiser Sheni. Well, we're talking about it was food. It's not Meiser Sheni itself. It was food that was purchased with money of Meiser Sheni, and then it left Yerushalayim. But lakoach bekesef Meiser Nami lefarke. But still, even if it was purchased with money of Meiser Sheni, still just be poded, be mechalal. The Tananas we learned in a Mishnah. Halakoach bekesef meiser sheni, that if you have produce that was purchased with the money from meiser sheni, shenitma, that then became tameh, yipode, you can just be poded. So again, why are we saying that it's going to be batel berov? Just be poded. Rabbi Yehuda, like Rabbi Yehuda Amar, you cover. Well, Rabbi Yehuda says you can't be poded, you have to bury it. You're Rabbi Yehuda, but if it's Rabbi Yehuda, my area, Yotza, I feel low Yotza Nami. Then why is it important that it left Yerushalayim? Even if it was still in Yerushalayim, you wouldn't be able to be poded. You would just have to bury it. So Elul Olam B'Tahor. Okay, so really we're talking about where it was Tahor. Umay Yotza. What does mean Yotza did Noful Mechitzes? Meaning it's talking about that you had produce that you brought to Yerushalayim, Meister Sheni, that you brought to Yerushalayim, and then the walls of Yerushalayim fell down. And the walls of Yerushalayim fell down. And now, basically, you're stuck. Because I guess there's no more, you're not inside the walls of Yerushalayim anymore. And now you can't eat the produce anymore, so it's batel berov. Ve'omar Rove mechitza lechol d'oraisa, mechitzos l'klot d'rabbanim. But didn't Rove say that when we talk about eating the food, the Meiser Sheni in Yerushalayim, so then the walls of Yerushalayim are de'oraisa, but mechitzas leklot, but the mechitzas is that to say that like once it's in Yerushalayim, then once it leaves Yerushalayim, you know, you can't eat it anymore. So that's only midirabanan. Mechigazu derabanan, when the rabbanan, mechigazu rabbanan, when the rabbanan made that gezerah, ki isnu lemechitzis, that's only assuming that there still are the walls. Ki lesnu lemechitzis logazu rabbanan. But if there are no longer any walls, well then the rabbis wouldn't make that their gezerah over there. So when the rabbi said that, right, that the mechitzis are kolate so that you can no longer be podet, right, so that's only midirabanan. And the din derabanan was only when the walls were still standing. But if the walls of Yerushalayim somehow fall down, so then they wouldn't make their gezerah anymore. And you should be able to be poded. So answers the Gemara: Lo palu grabanan bein isnu lemechitzes bein lesnu lemechitzes. No, the rabbis don't make a distinction. It's always the same halacha. Even if the ma'aser sheni was in Yerushalayim, then the walls fell down. You can't be poded anymore. Therefore, it would be batel berov. Okay, fine. Rav Huna bar Yehuda Omar, Rav Sheshes, Chado Katoni, that it's actually teaching one thing. They aren't separate things, that it's not two separate things that, you know, Meister Sheni that's less than a Shavar Pruta and Meister Sheni that was in Yerushalayim and then left. Rather, it's all one thing. Meister Sheni she'en bo Shavar Pruta she'nichnas Yerushalayim v'yotzo. That Meister Sheni that's less than a Shavar Pruta, that was brought into Yerushalayim and then left. But amai, what's the big deal? V'ni'adina v'na'ayle, just bring it back to Yerushalayim, v'nechle, and eat it in Yerushalayim. Do not from mechitzis that the walls of Yerushalayim fell down. V'nefarke, okay, so then just be podit. Ha'omai Rava, because after all, didn't Rava say mechitza lecho de oraisa, that the walls for eating my sersheni, the walls of Yerushalayim are midah oraisa, but mechitza leklot de rabbanon. When we say that once the ma'aser sheni is in Yerushalayim, you can no longer be podet, that's midah rabbanon. V'chigaz rabbanon ki isnu l'mechitzes, k'les nu l'mechitzes lo gaz rabbanon. And this gezer is only when there are the walls, but if they're no longer the walls, then the rabbis don't make the gezer anymore. So we say, no, lo palug rabbanon. No, it's a lo plug that, no, even if there are no walls, the gezer stands and you would not be able to be podet, and therefore it's batal berov. All right. If that's the case, my iri ain't bo shavar puta, filu yesh bo nami. Well, if that's the case, then what's the point of saying, like, why is it so important to say that it's less than a shavar puta and it went into, like, and then it went to Yerushalayim and the walls fell down? Who cares if it's shavar puta or not? Even if it was more than a shavar puta, then, if the walls fall down, you basically be stuck. It'll be batal berov. So, lomi baya kamar. Not only this, but even that. Lomi baya yesh bo, the kalton le mechitzis. Yeah, obviously, if there is a Shavaputa, if it's worth a Shavaputa and it was brought to Yerushalayim, and then the walls fell down, you're basically stuck in its batal berov. Aval einbo, but if it's less than Shavaputa, ema lo kaltu lemechitzes, I might say, well, we don't consider it like it was actually in Yerushalayim and can no longer be poda, because it's only less than a Shavaputa after all. Kamash Milan, that no, still the halacha would apply and it would be batal berov. All right. Tana Rabbanan, the rabbis taught, imgal yigal ish mi maiso, Mimaiso velo kol maiso, that if a person would be pode is maiser sheni, but it says mi maiso, from his maiser, meaning not all maiser sheni is redeemable. Prat le maiser sheni shein bo shavaputa, the exclusion of if it's less than a shavaputa, then it is not redeemable. Itmar was stated, Rav Ami, all maisers of Ami ain bo. Rav Asi Amar ain bechom sho. So it's machlokes of Ami and Rav Asi about. Are we talking about where it's less than a pruta of Meiser Sheni? Or are we saying that it's that the Chomesh is less than a pruta? So for example, if we assume that a Chomesh is 25%, so let's say even if it's four prutas, so then the Chomesh would be one pruta, which would be a pruta. But anything, so even if it's three prutas, let's say, so even though it's more than a pruta of Meiser Sheni, but the Chomesh would be, I don't know, I guess 0.75 prutas, which is less than a pruta. So meaning, is it that the Meiser Sheni itself needs to be a pruta, or that its Chomesh also needs to be a pruta? So Rav Ami says that that it itself needs to be a pruta. Rav Asi Omer Ein Bo Chomesho. That not just it needs to be a Shavaputa, but it has to be enough that even its Chomesh is a Shavaputa. So it has to be four Putas, Batsin. Rabbi Yochanan Omar says, Rabbi Yochanan Ein Bo, right, it needs to be a Shavaputa. Rabbi Shimon Ben Lakish Omar, Ein Bo Chomesho. Rabbi Shimon Ben Lakish says, no, the Chomesh also needs to be a Puta. Meisu of Akasha, Meisu Sheni, Ein Bo Shavaputa. Meisu Sheni that doesn't have a Shavaputa, Dayu Sheyomar Hu Vichomesho Mechul Amos Arishonos. You know what? It's enough to say, just throw it in with the earlier Meiser Sheni, right? Just like Chizkiah had said earlier, that when it's less than a Shavar Pruta, so if you had already been poed the Meiser Sheni earlier, you could just throw it in with that. So we're saying here, if you have Meiser Sheni that's less than a Shavar Pruta, dayo, it's enough. You know what? Don't worry about it. Just throw it in with the earlier Meiser Sheni that you had separated. So Bishlam Elman Omer Ein Bechom Sho, Hanu De Katani Dayo, Tafal Gav De Bedide Isbe, I'll explain it how I understand it. I hope I understand it correctly. Meaning, we're saying that if you have Meiser Sheni that's less than a Shavaputa, you know what? Don't worry about it. It's enough. If you just throw it in with the Meiser Sheni that you did earlier. Now, if we're talking about where it itself is less, the Meiser Sheni itself is less than a Shavaputa, what do you mean it's enough? I mean, you have no other alternatives. Like, what do you do? Well, what you do is, if you had separated Meister Sheni earlier, just throw it in with that. It's not like, you know what, don't worry about it, it's enough if you throw it in with that. What do you mean, don't worry about it, it's enough? This is your only option, you have to do this. But if you say that the Chomesh needs to be Shava Pruta. Well, then you can have a scenario where you have Maaser Sheni that's worth three Prutas even. But the Chomesh would be less than a Shava Pruta. So then what do? Can you throw it in with the Maaser Sheni that you had already separated for, you know, you had already been Poda other Mechal, other Maaser Sheni onto money? Can you just throw this Maaser Sheni as well? Just throw it in without adding any extra money? You know, just include it with the rest of it? I mean, it's already three Prutas worth. Can you just include it with the earlier stuff? Yeah, we say, you know what? Dayo, it's enough. Yeah, don't worry about it. Just throw it in. It's fine. So that makes sense if you said this whole idea of like, don't worry about it, throw it in, it's fine, makes sense if you're saying that the Chomesh also needs to be a Pruta. So you can have a scenario where you have something that's like three Prutas worth and you're still saying, you know what, throw it in, that's fine. But if you're saying that it itself needs to be a Pruta, so then if it's less than a Shava Pruta, what do you mean just throw it in, it's fine? It's the only option you have. We're going to say, do that. Include it with the stuff earlier. Not it's enough, you know, it's okay, you could do that. It's not okay, you have to do that. So that's okay. So it sounds like that would be a support to say that it has to be a Chomesh. You know, even the Chomesh needs to be a Shavu Pruta. Wow. All right. Today, my gosh, it's kind of an interesting daf, right? We talked about being poda Maaser Sheni that's less than a Shavu Pruta, and then we got into sugyas of Batal Berov, of Dovah Sheish Lo Matir, and Afilu Be'elef Lo Batil. We talked a shtickle about Mechitzas Yerushalayim and eating Yerushalayim Maaser Sheni. Some interesting stuff. Peace out. Tomorrow we're going to talk about the Chomesh of Maaser Sheni. It's come up so many times, right? I feel like every time I say Chomesh, it's like, you know, a fifth is really a fourth. You know, it's like, so we're going to talk about, I don't know if we've actually ever seen the Machlokas inside. So I don't know. We're going to see that tomorrow about, you know, what exactly is a fifth and how do we calculate it. Peace out.